It's my privilege to introduce Dr. M. John Carver. My cousin, John. You know, you got my cousin, Vinny. Well, I got my cousin, John, is here this morning. Precious brother in the Lord, part of this ministry. We were just talking before, going back decades ago. But he's been all over the world now, and I'm sure he'll explain a lot more about what he's doing. So I'm going to just ask you, John, come on up.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah, that's working pretty good. Hallelujah. I have to watch my language. It's, you know, it's sometimes it's, you say, oh, it's good to see some old friends, and then I say, why are we old? You know, but it was 33 years ago that my wife and I, good to see you, and we left here to go into full-time ministry and to, we thought we would be pastors. Oh, pastoring is the hardest job. But we ended up being missionary workers and missions directors and traveling the world and doing something different. And I keep thinking I have to work with my translator. But if I work with Gene as my translator, it'll be English to English. Which actually, you need in some different places that speak like pidgin English and, you know, Cameroonian English. But I bless you in Jesus' name. I come as an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. And some of my roots are here. And, you know, I got saved. I came to the Lord by a visitation in this town, just about a mile or two down the road, when God manifested in my car. And my experience with the Lord started with Him manifesting and coming into a place and actually touching the glory of God. Initially, you know, I wasn't being, you know, talked to, I wasn't being shared with or witnessed to, and I had some people that tried that, but with my university philosophical training, thinking that God doesn't exist, God's dead, God's on vacation, God's only a figment of your imagination, He's just a crutch for people that have emotional problems, and all that stuff that they taught in university, God had to go the extra distance and actually came and manifested in my car. And when God shows Himself, everybody knows He's God. Trees, rocks, everything. And when God manifests, everything knows He's God. Let the earth declare His glory. Let the trees clap their hands. And anyway, I had that experience. I was 22 years old, Joanne. That's a long time ago. She was my girlfriend back then. And I'd like to say about her that I haven't changed a bit. No, she hasn't changed a bit. No, we were young and went through all our years and raised kids and traveled the world and seen the works of God, and I'm so honored to have Joanne. This is my wife Joanne sitting there as my wife and my companion, and beautiful woman of God. Hey, give her a hand. Go ahead. Yeah, so I spent my first 15 years growing up in this church community, and we were cousins and buddies, and you know, a lot of seasons in life. Some people that, you know, are here that remember me. I see some faces I know, and others that are new and have come over the years. Annette, I still recognize you, Annette. You can't hide. Okay, she's probably one of the gals that was here when I first came in, you know, been a faithful woman of God, knows that Jesus is the answer. So we're here this morning, and God put a few things on my heart for you today. It's been a couple of years since I visited, and you know, there's some things that have happened. Maybe I'll weave a few stories into this, but I really want to let you know this morning that what the Lord's put on my heart is the ministry of the Holy Spirit working through you. So, by the grace of God, I'm asking Him to stir you up. I'm already stirred up. To stir you up. To understand what God has for you And sometimes, you know, when there's a seed inside of you, you don't recognize that it has the potential to be a tree and have a lot of fruit. You get too used to it being a seed because you haven't watered it, fertilized it with kingdom stuff, and it hasn't grown up to be what it could be. And you have the seed of the Lord. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior in your life, there's a holy seed inside of you. You've been sealed by the Holy Spirit. You are His. You're different. You're not what you were before. As a matter of fact, today I want to speak not to your old man. I'm thinking that hopefully the old man has been shed, been dead, been thrown out of the house, and he's not there anymore. I want to speak a little bit to the new creation that's inside of you. As one dear sister, I go to this prayer meeting when I'm in America, in Charlotte. One dear sister, she's 86, said just this Wednesday, she said, "We are a supernatural people just having a human experience on earth." I'm like, come on, keep talking. Keep talking, lady. I am a super, and we are. You know, the world's kind of enamored with supernatural, spiritual stuff, but typically from the wrong direction, from the dark side. So they want to feel, touch, and look into these things. But I'm telling you, the original supernatural, the original glory is our God. He created all things. He's the God who is called light. He's called creator. He's called the King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the one and only Almighty God. And He created all things, and He created us. He set in motion recreation and reproduction. He set things going. He is alive and well and working around the world. The media is not working on His behalf. So the media is working for the enemy. So what you see is a fallen world with lying media, with a bunch of decadent voices out there trying to be the prophetic word from the truth of something which is not truth, speaking to you, and it comes in through your iPads, through your television, through newspapers, and you know what? That's not the answer, because it's by My Spirit, says the Lord. And it's the word of the Lord that endures forever. And those things are true. Bible says, sanctify them by my word. My word is truth. So I can just tell you, in my almost 50 years in the Lord, almost, I'm getting real close, that I can tell you that Jesus is alive and well. The Bible is true. If you want me to argue with you apologetically, I'm pretty good at that. If you want me to give you like some examples in life, I'm pretty good at that. But I want to tell you, I know the Lord. He speaks to me. And He's speaking to you. Because He said, my sheep hear My voice. If you are a sheep, you hear His voice. If you're not a sheep, you just hear, blah, 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 blah. It's like when God spoke and Jesus was there, it said they thought it thundered. But God said, this is My beloved Son, whom I'm well pleased. And they heard thunder, but those that were in the Spirit heard the voice of the Lord. Others just hear, boom. God is real. His plan is being worked out through the ages. We are right now kind of at the end of the drama of humanity, or this phase. See, there's a lot of phases. You know, God created man, and then He visited him a while, then man and woman fell, the earth went down, and then God started occasionally putting His Spirit upon people. Occasionally, and this one would get the Spirit of the Lord, and they prophesied. This one would get the Spirit of the Lord, and they part the Red Sea. You know, occasionally. Then we came into the song, pour out your Spirit. God said, I'll pour out My Spirit on all flesh, and we came to the day of Pentecost, and boom! People are prophesying. People are speaking in other tongues. You know, people that speak English are speaking Italian. That's why, you know, the people from were there from Rome. It probably was Latin at that point in time. And there's the Arabian languages. And all of a sudden, they're speaking in tongues, and these miracles happen. And, you know, and now it's the Spirit of God. We're operating as a church with the Spirit of God in people, the Spirit of God working in the church, trying to put things together, trying to bring the nations to him, but eventually it's going to be us living in God instead of God living in us. What does that look like? When Jesus is the light of the city. You talk about being soaked, but we're still having great seasons that are ahead of us as a humanity, as a people. So I just want to tell you, beloved, look beyond circumstances. Look beyond maybe like life is tough down here. Yeah, life is tough. Jesus said in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. So life is tough. There is suffering. Jesus never said you're not going to suffer. He said you're going to be persecuted because they persecuted me. Besides all the lions and whatever they call it in the Wizard of Oz, lions and tigers and bears. Oh my. Besides all that and mosquitoes and the black horse, those horse flies on Long Island, I'm telling you, they are demonized. Besides all of that, you know, we have dark powers. Powers and principalities and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. There are enemies. I remember some of the first weeks that I was here, I was just, you know, I was a college graduate. I knew nothing. I'd experienced God. I was realizing that the Bible held some keys and some truth. I really didn't get it all. And I'm here one night, and all of a sudden there's a woman lying on the floor speaking with a man's voice, and a bunch of elders and pastors are casting a demon out of her. And I'm like, ooh! I'm scared out of my wits. I thought the Exorcist movie was phony. It is kind of phony, but it's kind of real too. And the elders cast a demon out of this woman that she had gotten by fooling around with Ouija boards. Gee. What do I know? I don't know anything. I didn't know Dungeons and Dragons and Ouija boards were doorways into the dark powers. I didn't know that stuff. I just, you know, I grew up a typical high school kid with a girlfriend. So as the Lord began to introduce me to things, I began to see the whole Bible is true. And as I walked things out by Scripture, they manifested in my life. And I began to move towards a point quickly, because this church back then, and actually when I first got here, these wings of this church, they didn't exist. These, what do you call them? I'm calling them wings, but extensions. They didn't exist. And we were here, and it was quite common, you know, with Pastor Davey, now we have Sister Davey, I love this woman and this family. That her husband was used so powerfully in my life. And her family, and her loving kindness. And her two daughters that were in my French class that wouldn't go to a prom with me. That was too ungodly. No, I didn't know her yet. I don't know. Did I know her yet? I don't know. I knew her, but she wasn't on the list yet. She quickly rose to the top. But at that time, you know, I would come to service, and so there'd be these times in service, and somebody would suddenly speak with tongues that sounded different than all the other tongues, which I was trying to get used to, and somebody would interpret a prophecy that would pierce my heart, and I'm like, this is in the Bible. The church is supernatural. And we would have guest speakers. We were here one night, and Joanne and I were like, you know, we didn't even have kids yet. We're sitting there like, what's going to happen next? No, there's a woman here that has a rash under her arm, and God wants to heal it. And Joanne goes, that's me. That's me. I have a rash. It's me. It's me. She was healed. And then we saw God doing miracles, and we were introduced to the Church of Jesus Christ, that Jesus says, I will build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. This was a church on the move. This was a church that ministered to each other and ministered out to the world. Pastor Davey would take people to parks and he had his gospel band and I'd be there, you know, as a 23, 24, just giving out tracts. You know, everybody had their pockets full of tracts. This is the way things were back then, you know, 40 years ago. You know, you looked weird because everything was bulging in the wrong places. Now they were still bulging in the wrong places. I'm sorry, I'm part comedian. If I didn't got saved, I might have been on Broadway. I don't know. No, I don't think I would have made it. My mother's cooking was too good. And Joanne's cooking is too good. I always want to come home for dinner. So anyway, I saw a supernatural church, and things were happening, and God answered prayers. And you know what? By the grace of God, I've stayed with that. He's the God who hears. And he's the God who says, according to your faith. And I said, God, I got to get some faith. How am I going to get some faith? I need to read the Word of God. I read the Word of God, and it says, you know, that faith also has to have some works. I got to go use this faith and do something. I remember one time we had an outreach off the back porch. You know, I was playing with ministry. I didn't understand what I could do. I was a Long Island businessman. What do Long Island businessmen do? I don't know. But I worked with a Hispanic church, and we sent invitations out to all the Hispanic community. We set up a band that played, you know, Spanish music. Tu hay fe con un grana de mostaza. Eso dice el Señor. Tu se dice a la montaña. Muévete, muévete. As you say to that mountain, be moved. If you have faith like a mustard seed. La montaña se muevera, se muevera, se muevera. La montaña. That mountain's going to move. That one, if you speak with the faith of a mustard seed, you can move a mountain. So I believe that stuff. So we had outreaches out the backyard, and we preached the gospel, and we preached it in Spanish. And what happened? People got saved and got healed. I was so ignorant. I said, what do Spanish people like? So I just had nachos and cheese. I didn't know about arrozo con pollo or all that other stuff. I Americanized them. But God was God, and His Word was His Word, and His power was His power. And my faith began to grow and be lifted up. Things I saw my pastor doing, like Pastor David, he went out and he preached and he loved on people. And we went to malls, we went to parks. Those things got inside of me. And then I started reading about other saints, you know, that had done things in the past, you know, T.L. Osborne and Smith Wigglesworth and Amy Semple McPherson and Catherine Coleman. And I started learning, and I started reading books, and I said, like, my God, Jesus said, go into all the world. And these people went into all the world. And He said, these signs will follow those who believe. And the signs are following them. And I'm like, what else can I do but give my life away? And I had a wife that said, I'm with you. She joined me. And she would hear from God too. And she would pray for people. And sometimes we would be casting out demons in little tents in another country. They'd bring us, you know, like witches. I remember that witch they brought. They brought us a woman that was green one time. I actually have seen a green person. She was, remember her, Joanne, in that tent in Italy? She was green, but she'd heard the gospel. She was shaking, full of demons. So I started casting the demons out of her, and she doubled over and got a bucket on her. She got sick and everything. But she got free. A few days later, she brought her mother, who was a senior witch. And she was like, I didn't even recognize her because she wasn't green anymore. She looked lovely. And she brought her mother, who looked like Medusa or something like that. You know, what was that woman from the Dalmatians? What's her name? Cruella.
Cruella
de Vil. And she said, Mom, this is the man that helped me. He said, and I said, do you want to receive Jesus? She goes, no. And she just took off. No, she liked her demons. She had her pet devils, and she fed them well, and they helped her, and she stayed in bondage, as far as I know. But the daughter got free. And I've seen the things of God, and they're real. And I began to realize that if I would take the things of Scripture and not just observe them operating in somebody else, but ask God to use me and give me divine appointments. I started by working in the church, and that's what I want to talk about today. If you open up your Bibles to Romans chapter 12, I started. That's all right. If you don't have it, I'll tell you what it says.
Thank you.
I'm going to bring it up myself. Normally we read the beginning of this, which is, you know, an encouragement to live a godly life. But let me just give you a little quickie, because the book of Romans, the way it's set up is that the first 11 chapters are developing theology. You know, why you need to believe in God, why you should not be perverse, you know, why the Jews and the Gentiles, you know, still Jews need Jesus, Gentiles need Jesus, and there's no class system between the two. And it builds and it builds and it builds. You have to be saved by grace, and it builds and it builds. And he says how, you know, God used Israel to bring the Gentiles, and God's using Gentiles to bring in Israel. And then it says, who can understand the mind of God? And then you hit chapter 12. Chapter 12 is now you got to live it out. I gave you all the theology. Now you have to do something about it. And so let's just start in verse 3. It says, for I say through the grace given to me to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think. Humility is a great key, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. How, what does that say? God gave each one of us a measure of faith. Each one. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ. So he's taking, we are all parts of this spiritual body, which somehow is kept together by the Holy Spirit, and that makes up the body of Christ, and he's the head. And individually members of one another. And verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Let's stop there, because in another chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians, it's going to talk about gifts of the Holy Spirit given. But this is a different type of gift. Often it's called in Bible schools redemptive gifts. These are character gifts. These are personality gifts. And they're gifts that have a purpose in us. So, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, that's the empowerment of God, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy. If you have a gift that you can hear from God and speak it out, use it. In proportion to our faith or ministry, which is serving, let us use it to minister or serve other people. He who teaches in teaching. If you know something about God, go tell somebody. He who exhorts, which is my gift is exhortation, in exhortation. He who gives with liberality. If you're a person, you like to give, blessed are those that are givers, it's better to give than to receive, well then give. He who leads with diligence. If you have a gift to lead, to introduce people to things, use it. He who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Mercy is the toughest gift for me, which is there's a lot of mercy gifts. Mercy is tough because these are the people that stop and, you know, take a dead squirrel or a cat out of the street and nurse it back to health. These are the people that meet down and outers and always bringing them home. Mercy gifts, I tell you, they need somebody to help them, not to bring the whole world to live at their house. But they make the body of Christ show the love of God. These mercy gifts. Whenever I'm with a person who's got the gift of mercy, I'm like, oh boy. I said, what? You know, we're going to end up speaking to somebody that's in difficulty and trying to help them within like the next 10 minutes. And these are different gifts, okay? And I'm going to find my place. And we leave today who shows mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. And the general tone, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. in honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfastly in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, given to hospitality, and bless those who persecute you, and bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. This is body life. Be of the same mind towards one another. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Now I'm just going to stop there. What I began to see is that we need to be active to build up each other's lives, because we don't just grow individually, we grow corporately. If you're not ministering what you have to somebody else, it's stunting their growth and it's stunting your growth. We live in a society that applauds independency and self-sufficiency. Right? I'm a man, and I've made my own way. I am a woman, treat me right, whatever that song is. I am a woman, and I don't need anybody else. I did it my way. We have all these independency, themes. We have a declaration of independence that started the nation. And actually, God never intended us to be independent. He intended to put us in family and to be interdependent, to share life with one another and to get in each other's business, but in a good way. I remember I learned from my dad was a mechanic, so he always had cars coming and going. And when we first got married, somebody needed a van. We were part of his church, and I said, okay, you can take my van. They said, is our car's not working right? I said, oh, you can take our van. My wife was like, you gave away our van? You gave away the van? What if he breaks it? What if he crashes? What if? And I'm like, gee, my dad would give away vans. He let people use everything. And he was really generous that way. Her family was, you don't touch our cars. Later on, she changed. And suddenly realized that, we had to be generous. The Tumultes, the family that we just talked about, Lenora's just on right now, her doorway to heaven. And I don't think I've met a woman that had a greater gift of hospitality than that family. See, hospitality is that when your dishes are dirty, you haven't vacuumed the floor, the windows don't look too good, the kids threw toys on the floor, and somebody says, can I stop over? And you say, yes. You're not worried about how your house looks. You're not worried about if you have stuff in the refrigerator. What's most important is that if you're happy, these people want to visit you, they'll be happy. How often are you inviting people to your home? How often do you stop over and cook some brownies, bake some cookies, or lasagna, or arroz con pollo, or something, and just bring it to somebody and minister what you can do to those people? See, if you stay home and say, oh me, oh my, I'm alone, I can't do anything, you're not taking that gift of mercy, that gift of giving, that gift of exhortation, and you're not using it. And I'm here today to say, beloved, in this room, okay, let me tell you another thing. And since I'm going to leave, I can scandalize all of you. when we first came to church, if there was only like 25 people who came, we would just fill the first two rows. Now, you would say, why would you just fill the first two rows? Because we like to snuggle. We like to be near one another. We weren't afraid to touch, to hug, to say, good to see you. We weren't afraid to say, God bless you. And I'll sit next to you. And it wasn't like, oh, there's somebody next to me. See, but in a church, you can tell, if you're scattered, like right here, you are perfectly placed not to be too close to each other. Now, we were so excited to see each other, we just sat on top of each other. See, and then we would, at an instant, pray for the person next to you. We were all prayer. We prayed all over each other. We slobbered. We prayed. We blessed. We prophesied. When's the last time you prayed and prophesied over somebody? I saw Sister Diane praying for somebody this morning. I said, that's church. That's the body of Christ. Put it in action. See, when you start doing that, you know, there's a song that says, you know, come on my soul, don't you get shy on me. Song that's out there recently. Okay, well, if you're shy, listen, break through. Just say, you know, I noticed, you know, that you looked a little like you had a little needy today. Can I pray for you? You probably will not die. I'm saying that your chances of surviving that prayer are probably up above 99%. But if you pray, what happens, the Holy Ghost kicks in, starts to emit not just prophetic prayer, but starts to ooze the juice of the things of joints and ligaments that edify one another. So Holy Ghost juice starts coming from you into that person, and the next thing you know, anything can happen. They could be healed. Someone could get saved. They could hear something that lifts them up just like this. If we activate the body of Christ, and we could start with each other first, because once you get strong, you're stronger out there. Isn't that true? We have to strengthen one another. You know, that's why it says, weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice. You know, it's, I know we say the joy of the Lord is my strength, but sometimes if somebody's lost their husband or somebody, you know, just got a bill in the mail that upset them, you know, you might have to say, oh, I'm so sorry this happened to you. Let's pray, Lord help, Lord bring grace, Lord bring change. Before you know it, you can lift the person up. But you have to, just like Jesus, he went to the earth. He went into the slime and pulled us out. Sometimes you have to go into the misery and pull the person into joy. Jesus doesn't just pull us out of a hole. He goes into the hole, puts us on his shoulders, and then climbs out. He entered into the world of drunkards, of prostitutes, of the sinners, of the world's lost people, of people that were in bondage. And he carried us out and then went to the cross and removed our sins. So I want to just encourage you this morning. What is your gift? Let's just think about it again. Okay, what is your gift? Do you have a prophetic gift? Do you have the gift of serving? You just like to serve. You cook. You do things for people. You love to serve. My wife has a gift of serving. She loves to serve. She waits till I get up in the morning and says, what would you like? What can I do for you? You need anything? I'm like, I can't even think yet. My brain operates on coffee. And she loves to serve. She serves people in our neighborhood. There's widows in our neighborhood. There's people that have animals that she helps them. She's got a lot of training in animal care. She loves to serve. And so she uses that gift, and as she uses that gift, she gets stronger, and these other people get blessed, and they get stronger. And they feel something from God is touching their life. It's not that she's God, but it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is your gift? Is it teaching? Maybe you just need to invite somebody over and do a Bible study. Well, now that I'm 74, I don't know if I can do a Bible study. Yes, you can. Well, I don't have any friends. Try one. You know, you can. It's easy to invite them over. Just bake brownies. You know, brownies, coffee, anything that smells good. Apple pie. You know, anything. You know, rice. Rice with curry. Just, you know, put it on the windowsill. Blow the fan out the window. The neighbors will pass by. And you say, hey, would you like to come in? I'm just about to have some rice with curry as I do my morning devotions. Absolutely. And you'll find that this will begin to strengthen you. And in the body, even more so, do we have to do this? There should never be a lonely person in the body of Christ. Now, come on now. Some of us are lonely. I suffer from loneliness. You say, brother, are you kidding me? I suffer from loneliness. I have all of these people and friends, and I teach them, and I share what I have to know. They feel a heart for missions. They feel, and they go into ministry, and they leave me alone. All my friends disappear. She's the only one that's stuck with me. And I got to put a ball and chain on her. Who knows where she'll go? She's got butterfly wings. You should see. I wake up in the morning. I'm a cross between, like, you know, Godzilla and Mr. Munster. What was his name? What? The Munster. Frankenstein. Yeah, the Munster guy. I don't know what his name was. Mr. Munster. Herman Munster. Okay. I wake up like that. You know, coffee. My wife, she wakes up like a butterfly. Can I do something for you? I'm like, yes. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I actually try to act nice when I wake up. We have a thing now for many years that when we get up in the morning, first thing we do is we see each other, we just give a hug. Give no place to the enemy to create. You know, don't talk about what has to be done today. Be happy to see the other person. Come on now. That just that word alone just revolutionized some of the families here. But what is your gift? Exhortation. My gift is exhortation. You know what exhortation is? I share with you good things to encourage you so that you can do great things. It's my gift. My weakness is if I have no one to share, I just go crazy. I'm alone. No, there's a thing that we have to strive for. We can, like, if, you know, brother says, sometimes you feel alone. It's not easy. No one can enter into your mind. You know, God has given us privacy. But the Holy Spirit can. And He can comfort you. And if you keep some form of devotional and seeking the Lord while He may be found, it'll break the loneliness that's inside of humanity. There is a loneliness. The Bible calls it the orphaned heart. Because when mankind was cut off from God, from the garden, the fullness of that restoration is still not completed. Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans, and He said, I'll send you the Holy Spirit. Okay? But still, the working with the Holy Spirit is a process. But He does bring us the reality and the presence of God so that we can say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is my support. The Lord is the strength of my life. But we also need people. And that's where the body of Christ is, especially Americans. You know, I don't know if you know this, but I'm doing a lot of ministry in Europe now. I actually have a rental home in Italy for the last almost 3 years now. And how I support it, I don't understand, but God has supported it. It's amazing. We live in the miraculous, I'm telling you. You know, but we have this home, and I use it for ministry, and I'm trying to build a base. Hopefully, maybe I can build a help somebody there develop a training program. But when I'm there, I notice that the Italians, they don't stay alone. And this is just being together. See, togetherness, oneness, you know, encouraging one another, assembling one another, all the one another's in the Bible, they're there because we don't do good being alone. God said to Adam, it's not good for you to be alone. And, you know, some of us have, how many of you here have lost a spouse? Yeah, who lost a spouse? Weren't you? Did you lose your spouse? No. Okay. And who here? Who was married and ever lost a spouse? You lost a spouse. Sister Barbara. You know, sister Davy. She doesn't want to raise her hand. She's just too famous. But others of us that have been married or lost a spouse, you know, you can feel really alone. But God works with you to break that. But you also have to change your lifestyle and break out of it. I'm working now with a man who's 75. He lost his wife in March, and I'm visiting him. I'm calling him, and because he's going through that transition, he lost a very godly wife. And we have to be proactive to meet with people, to hang out with people. And if you know somebody who's alone, invite them over. Not just once. You say, hey, would you like to come over, you know, whatever, on Thursdays and have something to eat? Or join do a Bible study? And I'm telling you, one of the problems in the American body of Christ is we are not strengthening one another. And the gifts of the Spirit, the next big chapter on this is 1 Corinthians 12, when it talks about the gifts of the Spirit. Now, most people, if I went around the room, okay, help me now. Well, the Holy Spirit has given gifts in 1 Corinthians 12. Help me now. Name one gift. Healing. Well, that is a gift of prayer, but that's not one of the spiritual gifts I was looking for that's mentioned there. Prayer is the gift for everybody. That's good. But what's mentioned in 1 Corinthians 12? There's 9 gifts of the Spirit mentioned. Tongues. Words of knowledge. Well, encouragement's all over the Bible, but it's definitely there. What's another one? Prophecy.
Healing.
We said healing. Would you say Rambo? The gift of Rambo? Miracles. Yeah, there's 9 different gifts. There's tongues, interpretation of tongues. There's words of knowledge. There's words of wisdom. There's miracles. There's faith. There's prophecy. What else am I missing? Discernment of spirits. Now, if you had trouble right now just remembering them, you're probably not operating in them, but the seeds of those gifts are in you. They're in you. But because something has happened with either opportunity to use them or they kind of got out of vogue in the church, somehow we've become preaching oriented. So the message of the Spirit is very welcomed, but the ongoing ministry of the Spirit, because we're supposed to equip the saints for the work of the ministry. And when you do the work of the ministry, it's going to be some of these Romans 12 gifts, and it's going to be the gifts of the Spirit. And prayer. Praying for one another. And encouraging one another. So what I'm saying to you, if I can give you a Holy Ghost kick, come on, let's stir up the gifts of God. I'm here to stir up the gifts of God in you, because they're there. Okay, because you couldn't. I'm going to read them now. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Come on. These are 2:12. Romans 12, 1 Corinthians 12. Okay. I'm going to start with verse 4. There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are diversities of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God. Actually, right there you have the trilogy, the Spirit, the Lord Jesus, and God, the Father, who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. So we have to manifest the work of the Spirit for all of us to profit. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. You know what the word of wisdom is? Okay, I won't ask you, because I don't want somebody to give me the wrong answer. He's going to say, a guy who's really smart. No, that's not the word of wisdom. Somebody who's really old and they know a lot about life. No, that's not the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is wisdom that God knows that you can give to somebody that if they listen to you, their life will work out. It works for them. If you do this, you will have this benefit. If you do this, you'll have this event happen. It's supernatural wisdom from God to direct people's lives. Okay, I'm going to find my spot again. to another word of to the word of knowledge. Word of knowledge is supernatural information that's needed for that moment. Okay? To another, faith by the same Spirit. The faith is the faith suddenly to do an act and watch God respond. Okay? To another, the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. That's a person that they lay hands on you or pray for you and you get healed. To another, the working of miracles. That's something similar to the gift of faith, but it's more of a declaratory type of thing that, you know, or you do actions like when Elijah threw a stick into the waters and they were healed, you know, or Moses moved his rod and the sea opened up. To another, prophecy. That's speaking what God is saying. To another, discerning of spirits. Is that a nice person or is he a mean person? No, that's not discerning of spirits. Are they a greedy person or are they a generous person? That's not discernment of spirits. Discernment of spirits is what is operating around you. Is it from the devil? Is it from witchcraft? Is it from the person or is it from God? Okay? What is resourcing what you're experiencing around you? What's it coming from? And then, and to another kind of tongues, it's a different kinds of tongues. There's actually about five different types of tongues listed in the Bible. Okay? And to another, the interpretation of tongues. That's when there's a tongue given for interpretation, somebody has the gift to, when they hear that tongues, it's translated into language that they understand in their heads. I've operated in this gift, and they can speak it out, and it becomes equal to prophecy. Okay? But one and the same Spirit work all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. So, what I'm saying is that the body can become anemic because you're not using the gifts of the Lord with one another. Now, Gene, if they're all like sitting in the first two rows, you know what happened. They heard me. No, you don't have to sit in the first two rows to use the gifts of the Spirit. There are character gifts in you, gifts of generosity, of mercy, of hospitality. You have to put them into action. What you don't realize is that when you put that into action, even though it seems like a bit of a sacrifice, you have to go out of your way. You have to do something that may be a little bit uncomfortable. The Holy Spirit will anoint that action. And He'll enter into that time, and actually everybody will get edified. The word edified means being built up. I'm telling you, this is what I do. And then the next thing is I use this for evangelism. I ask strange people. I start to talk, what do you do? I travel. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I say, what do you do? Yeah, what do you do? So how are you doing? Can I pray for you? Yeah. Okay, pray for me. I said, do you mind if I put my hand on your hand or touch your shoulder or give you a hand? And I let the anointing, you know, by faith. Faith is critical. I just hold their hand. Lord, bless this person. Whatever their needs are. I don't even have to be prophetic. Some people say, I'm looking for a word. Is your mother 79 years old? No. Oh, good. Good. That's good. No, I'm not looking for a word. I don't have to be prophetic. You know, I just have to pray for them. Holy Spirit, touch them. Show them the love of God. Lord, meet them at their place of need. Answer their heart of their prayer. They'll say like, my hand's getting hot. That's just God. Don't worry about it. You know, like, what are you doing to me? My shoulder feels fuzzy. That's just the Holy Spirit. Don't worry about it. You see, but we have to step out of that, say, because like my dear sister said in the prayer meeting, we are supernatural creation having a human experience on this earth. And we've got to bring the supernatural into action by our yielding to it in order to see the things of God that we want to see, like revival. I was in the Pensacola revival. It lasted 5 years. I was there for 3.5 of those 5 years on staff. And what happened was that the church was activated. The presence of the Lord rested on the grounds. And people were like Holy Ghost piranhas looking to sink their teeth into somebody to pray for them. Does that make sense? That's I don't know if that makes any sense. Because usually the promise take out, but, you know, they want to give something. But they were looking, they're proud, like, would you need prayer? Can I help you? Oh, let me help you sit down, you know. Is this your family? You know, you can bring your kids to you. They're always looking to bless somebody, help somebody, breaking out of the independency. I don't want to say hi because somebody might notice that, you know, I gained 14 pounds. The women are on the scale every morning. Oh, no, I gained 2 pounds. Don't go on the scale. Take the scale and give it a vacation. I'm saying these things because it's time to stir up these gifts. And if this is what I'm going to offer you right now. The Bible talks about in the books of Timothy that, you know, Timothy was a disciple of Paul. He said, by the gifts given unto you by the laying on of hands. Or he said, to stir up the gift of God. So if I'm very willing, and because I know that in my life the Lord has worked and is still working, so I'm going to offer at the end of this message, if you want to come up for prayer to help, I'd like to stir up the gifts of God in you. Okay? And if you want to come up, I'll lay hands on you and ask the Holy Spirit to move that gift from the seedling stage. Not yet. Yeah, sit down, brother. Sit down. I said when at the end of this message. I didn't end the message yet. Yeah, at the end of the message yet. But he's going to get blessed because he speaks hungry. Hunger is important. Hunger is important, okay? But if that's who you are, I'm going to ask you also to be open to hear what the Spirit is saying, because very often there's been things that we used to operate in and they went dormant. Do you remember when you used to interpret tongues? Do you remember when you would pray a lot and you had prophetic words that you gave to people? Do you remember? So God is going to go into that library that is collecting dust. And he's going to blow it off. Blow off the dust and say, come on, do it again. Now, where's that brother? There you are. You know, don't let where dust usually, is the finger that writes in the dust, sadness. It used to be. And a lot of people live on used to be's. And they're just writing in the dust with their fingers. No. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He's the God of new mercies every morning. He's the God that gets up with you. Okay? Be willing to start again and to blow that dust and that sadness away. I'm not going to live sadness because, brother, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Joy, actually, here, I'll give you this bonus. There are now, hang on, brother, I know you want to attack me for prayer. You know, there are now these Christian brain surgeons that are pastors and counselors, and they're also brain surgeons and students, and there's a group out of California, and they have found out that when you're frustrated and you have depression and you can't seem to come out of it, Your processing of information stays in the back of your head and cycles back and forth from your left to your right lobe, your left, and stays in the back, and it's like and that's where your depression is located. But that joy and peace are in the front lobes of your brain. So these Christian brain surgeons, counselors, psychologists, they found this out. So they work with the Holy Spirit to get God to encounter that person in the cycle of process and resolve it and move it forward. So joy and peace are coming out of the front of your head, and suddenly in the spirit realm, when you've got the joy of the Lord and the peace of the Lord, it's like you're wearing one of those, you know, like miner's lights on your head. And the demons see you and they see spiritual light coming at you and you're happy. And they see it and they say, I'm afraid of that person, because they're free. And they have joy and they have strength. Even the psychologists are saying that something is there. Get out of the depression. You know, demons like to beat on people that are already beaten down. It's a sad thing, but they have no scruples. But if you let the Lord work with you in the body, work with you to edify one another in love. I'm telling you, we can arise. We can live out our days with a fresh expectation. We can love somebody. You know, I'm just sharing with you. I mean, I'm older than most of you. And I can just tell you, in my almost 50 years in the Lord, that this stuff works. The things of God work. The ways of the Spirit, they work. It's not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, said the Lord. It's not just by information, it's by transformation. It's not just by, you know, hearing what the Spirit is saying. It's by the ministry of what the Spirit is doing. Am I making sense? Diane, am I okay? So now, if you want me to help you to stir up the gift of God in you, come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Brother, hang on. You come on. Just stay there. I'm going to see who else comes. I want, because I don't want to get caught up in just one person. I may not pray for you long. I may just pray, you know, just short prayers because we're looking for what God's going to do. I may pray for you long, but I don't know. Anybody else, you feel I need to have the gifts of the Spirit stirred up. I don't care if the whole church comes forward. I'm not going anywhere. Okay? I am here to give what God wants to give to you. And He has gifts of the Spirit. He has character in the Spirit. He has surprises. There are things down the road in your life that you want to live out those chapters. You know, one of the things that I pray for people is that in your book of heaven, you can move to the next chapters. He's got plans for you. Right? Ephesians 2:10, that the Lord has plans for you, that you should walk in them. You can look it up later. Okay? So God has made it so that we together grow together. Amen? Okay? Amen. Friend, what's your name?
Giuseppe,
you told me earlier. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, Giuseppe. In the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, and as His representative, I speak over you. Gifts of God arise in Him. Holy Spirit, I'm asking you now to enlighten his understanding and to give him more of the mind of Christ. And I stir up these gifts. I stir up the river of God that flows out of our bellies, the living water, to move up and down in Him, and for gifts of ministry, gifts of understanding, gifts of love and compassion, and gifts that strengthen him and put him in the joy zone. That you would touch Giuseppe as he's a man of God. That's who he is, and that's his future. And Lord, that you would deliver him from anything that holds him back. I speak, demonic powers of darkness, hear me now. I'm talking to you through the blood of the Lamb. You back off from this young man and leave him alone. I order you in Jesus of Nazareth's name. Lord bless you. Amen. Lord, I bless this sister. Lord, I thank you that she has been trying to drink from the joy well. And you've been fighting to go deeper. And Lord, I pray now that it would become easy, that the well would come up to her, that it would well up, and it would become a fountain. And I stir up the gifts of God in her life, Lord, that she would be, Lord, a true, Lord, light, and Lord, have words of freedom. You know, we're going to have words of freedom for people. In Jesus' name. Lord, I bless my sister. And Lord, I pray, Lord, for her, there's been that cycling I talked about. Been cycling in the back. And I say, the Lord is your deliverer. And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Okay? It doesn't mean that you don't get hit. It just doesn't prosper. You are stronger than anything. So Lord, I bless her and I stir up the gifts of God in her life. And Lord, and I see the words, try again. Try again. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless my sister. I pray that you strengthen her. I pray healing virtue increase in her body. Hallelujah. Overcoming.
People are going to say, well, you have this. And you're going to say, well, I have Jesus. And they're going to say, well, we found this. And you're going to say, I found Jesus. And I put Jesus in that part of my body, my life, my situation. I bless my sister. And I stir up these gifts in her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. She's a server. Yeah. She's a hospitality lady. But she's got prophetic. She's got prophetic in her. Woo! Hallelujah. She's a tearing down strongholds with intercession. I mean, demons, you know, demons are like leaving. And they're like, oh, no, she woke up again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless my sister. I ask you, Lord, to strengthen her. And Lord, that loneliness in her thought life. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would bring her not just your presence, which is so sweet, but Lord, bring people that just want to sit down with her and have a cup of something. I don't know what you drink. Coffee. And just have a love feast. And just have a love feast in the Lord, a koinonia in the Lord. God bless you. Stir up the gift. Thank you, God. Lord, I bless my sister, and I stir up the gifts in her. Man, oof, wow. Yeah, I mean, you got several gifts to dust off. There was a younger you that was on fire, and I stoked those fires in the Holy Ghost, and I stir up those gifts of God, and don't be afraid. And the Lord says, as you even experiment, because some things you're going to hear, but you're going to discern your thoughts from the word of the Lord. And God's going to help you with that.
Jesus.
And just feel free. Just operate out of a peaceful heart. And you're going to be a blessing. And people are going to bless you. And if they ask you, what can I do to bless you? Tell them. If it's so simple, like, you know, I just always wanted to go to the diner with somebody. Go to the diner. Whatever it is, just tell them and let them bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I bless my sister. You know, sometimes you can keep asking yourself, why is my life not like other people? Because your life is not like other people. You have a special life. And God said, and God has given you things that have been packaged for you, and it's okay. And sometimes, sometimes it's like, you know, people want to give you something and the packaging is weird. And you say, man, I don't know about that. But you know what? The gift that's deep inside that package is worth it all. Look for what the Lord is doing. I bless you and I stir up the gifts of God in you in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless my brother. I stir up the gifts of God in his life. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to give him a spirit of revival. Lord, that he becomes like a champion for Christ. And Lord, he's unashamed. No shame. You know, the Bible says that for shame, he's given us double honor. God's going to give you a sense of double honor. You are his son.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Stir up those gifts. Stir up those gifts. We get this gentleman back here. He's waiting for us. Hallelujah. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I hold about that, about shake about that, in the ando. I rebuke the spirit of fear that wants to come on you. Fear not, says the Lord. I am with you. Fear nothing. Be strong in the Lord. God has your times, and the Lord says, I have some special assignments for you. When I speak them to you, just like a child, do it by faith. I bless my brother, stir up the gifts of God in his life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless my sister here. Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would... the brother. I couldn't tell. It's okay. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask you, Lord, to pour out your spirit. And Lord, to touch and to Lord, you know, sometimes you feel like, you know, Bible talks about becoming a crushed spirit or a broken heart. And it says that's where God draws near. Sometimes things have to be crushed and broken for him to do a wonderful work and a miracle. And so, Lord, I speak to those things that are crushed and broken. Do your miracle. Draw near. Bless my brother. And, Lord, may he arise, Lord, as everything that you've written in your book for his life. May he change chapters. And I stir up the gifts of God in him to hear your voice. In Jesus' name. Stir up the gift of God in you. Yep, and that cycling. You know, you've heard the term before, stinking thinking. It's when you start thinking, you think too much about what's wrong instead of thinking about who is in your life and what's right about my life. That I will live forever. I have a Lord. I have a Savior. You have a Savior. He saves you. So I bless my brother Glenn. I stir up the gifts of God in him.
Yes.
And once again, when the Lord speaks to you, you know, you don't have to make it happen. You just have to deliver the message. Okay, that's all you have to do. And so, Lord, I bless him. Stir up those gifts in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, I bless my sister. You carry a weight for other people's lives. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to just give her grace. So, Lord, she can cast her cares upon you because you care for her. And cast her burdens upon the Lord. And, Lord, that you'll take care of those and bring them back. Resolved, because you don't have to carry the weight of things that you can't change. You don't have to carry that weight. You just have to say, Lord, I'm reminding you, I would like to see you work in this person, in this area, in this world. So I bless you. I stir up the gifts of God in you. Hallelujah. Your anointing, you're gonna get like pictures and things. They're gonna be words of knowledge, and you're gonna have a knowledge of something. They say, I don't even know how I know that, but that word of knowledge is going to have to operate with wisdom in your life, because some things you will say and some things you'll just pray about, and he'll let you know which one is which. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, I bless my brother. Whew. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus likes to have fun with you. You know, there's a fun side of Jesus. So, I don't know who you are. But he actually has fun with you. And man, I don't even know how to pray around that. But Lord, I just stir up the gifts of God, everything of the Spirit that you put inside of him. I water these seeds, and Lord, that he would always remember, though, to be holy. That he's a holy man of God, and holiness is beautiful. And so, Lord, I bless him, and I stir up the gifts of God, and Lord, that he should feel good about how you made him, but to be holy as God is holy. Lord, I bless my sister. I stir up the gifts of the Holy Ghost in her. Whew. You said, but I dusted off a couple of gifts. There's more. God finds those who are faithful and he gives them more. That's the way he is. So I stir up the gifts of God. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're a good cook or not, or with desserts or something. I don't know anything about it. But I don't know why I think of desserts when I think of you. And do you make desserts?
No, I stay away from them.
You don't make, I don't know.
I stay away from too much sugar and sugar.
Diligently, and she would do it by faith, knowing that faith and love, Lord, and make the kingdom work. I bless her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, I bless her and her sister. Ah, hallelujah. I stir up the gifts of God in you, and I say, Lord, now, Lord, I think you've got some new things to download inside of her. So, Lord, I ask you, Lord, to help her. Especially, Lord, in the gifts that you've given her, a character to love certain people. And, Lord, that these certain people that she can show your love to, that she breaks the mold, that she would love on them so that they would see Jesus and she would feel the river of God running through her, and her own life would be refreshed. I bless her, Lord. I bless her, Lord. And Lord, I pray some more healing to some old wounds, more healing to these old wounds, so that the sting is gone, and that the Lord would just have you walk with a lighter step, more freedom. Stir up the gifts of God more and more and more in my sister. Hallelujah. The Lord, says, when your thanksgiving, when you say thank you, Lord, it is a weapon in the spirit. A thankful heart is powerful. And actually, as you say thanksgiving verbally, thank you, Lord, you know, there's demons that were sent from somewhere that are astral projected. No, they're spirits of men, astral projected spirit, but they can't come near you because you refuse to not be thankful. And as you thank the Lord and you declare your thanksgiving, these spirits, like it's like what witches do when they astral project it from their bodies, they try to just to smack people and hurt them. But your thankfulness has made like a bubble around you. And it will deliver you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Your thankfulness is a weapon. Hallelujah. Bless her, Lord. Hi. What's your name?
Coralia.
What a nice name. Hallelujah. In the authority of Jesus Christ, I pray the gifts of God increase in your life. I stir up those that were planted. And some of them became small candles, but then they weren't used for a while. But now let the candle be lit again and let the light grow. Lord, I pray for your grace in her life. And the Lord, where she has been rejected, that she would know that she's accepted in Christ. She's accepted in the family of God. She's accepted into the kingdom. She's a royal princess. I bless your life. I stir up these gifts of God. And Lord, I don't know your circumstances, but it just comes to my mind that you'll invite people to something. Say, would you like to join this? Would you like to come? And you're going to be able to speak out of your out of your own person, that is like the things of God in your life, your testimony. It's not as if you're not even going to have to like try to evangelize or try. It's going to just come out of you. The grace of God being Christ in you. And as you invite these people, they're going to say, I don't understand it, but I just feel better. And you're going to have that gift in you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I bless my sister. Hallelujah. And Lord, I pray, Lord, stamina in the Holy Ghost. Strength in the spirits. Spirit. And the scripture, he that endureth to the end will be saved. Your race has been an endurance race. But you're going to be saved, and a lot of people get saved by the fact that you refuse to bow down to the enemy. There's a pillar of God inside of you. So Lord, I strengthen my sister. I pray you strengthen the Lord. And Lord, I ask you, Lord, to just, in her life also, Lord, just to pray for things that you can deal with and trust the Lord that he cares. He'll take care of it. I stir up the gifts of God. You'll be hearing things in your prayer life because he trusts you. And you can write them down, send them to people, or speak to them. He'll trust you. So he'll tell you things, because being trusted by the Lord is a great gift of God. That God will trust you to give you something to steward it. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Sharamonde rebeke yarenda bose ke deba. Handa na bose ke rianda. Oh. God appreciates you. Other people don't always appreciate you, but you are not an appreciated person as much as you should be. But the Lord says, I appreciate you. For everyone that didn't, he appreciates you. And Lord, I speak blessing over my sister. And a lot of people want to say that you need to feel good about yourself. You have to have good self-worth. That's secondary. What's most important is that you have God worth. You have good God worth. You have great value in the kingdom. And he blesses you. And he loves you very much. Stir up these gifts to edify the body of Christ. To Lord, put her in frontline action. In Jesus' name. I miss some people. Okay. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's that saying in that movie, you chose wisely. God is going to have you in your choices of your life. Keep choosing wisely. Choose the way of the Lord. Choose what he likes. Choose what edifies others. Choose sacrifice over self-fulfillment. And the Lord will always take what you give and multiply it back to you. He says, give and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, pushed over, whatever, running over, measured. That scripture, keep giving. Choose the way of the Lord. Prefer others above yourself. Choose this way. Now, I'm not saying be stupid, be taken advantage of, but choose to be a blessing more than to just seek a blessing. And I'm telling you, God will out-bless you. Lord, I stir up the gifts of God, the gifts of your spirit. Lord, I say let them come off the shelf and into action in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Oof. Ha. I bless my sister. God, grace. Grace has great substance for all things. Grace to go through the valley of the shadow of death and come out the other side and say, it didn't get me. Grace to believe God more than what you see, to walk by faith. Grace to think on good things. A lot of bad things are being shouted around you. And I say, the blessing of the Lord be on you. Daughter of the Lord, the blessing of the Lord be on you. And I strengthen my sister in prayer. And I stir up the gifts of God that you put in her, Lord. Let them, let let them manifest. Lord, let her have, Lord, a new step to say, ah, I heard this to bless somebody. I'm going to go deliver it. And Lord, I bless my sister. And may she, Lord, always have that sense, Lord, that your presence is with her. Hallelujah. Who did I miss in prayer? Hallelujah. Shiura bata kiriyan. Ooh. Aramandere bose kiriyan. Secular version of it. I'm thinking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. Lord, set her soul on fire. And Lord, use her. But Lord, let her also enjoy the warmth of the fire of your love. Our God is a consuming fire. I bless her. I say, stir up the gifts of God in you. May the Lord strengthen you. I pray for your physical health. The things that are seeming to get weaker now change and gets healed and gets stronger. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Did I pray for you? I don't think so. Okay. I bless my sister, Lord, that she would operate, Lord, in the gifts of the Spirit that you've given her. Pray the prayer of faith for healing for people. It doesn't say that you always have to see that healing right away. Just pray the prayer of faith. Lord, touch and heal. And don't look at times when people were moved on. Just say, I'm going to pray for you. And so as it talks about in James, and the prayer of faith will restore and will save the sick. And it also put them on the road of clearing their hearts out and purifying them. And Lord, I bless my sister. Lord, and I stir up the gifts of God in her. I've got to straighten out some relationships. Don't fight to be right. Fight for the relationship. Bless my sister. Stir up. Whoa. Hallelujah. I thank you. You know Italy is known for, they have a zillion old tons of signs. When you come to an intersection, there's like 12 signs. You go this direction, that direction, all these different cities. And God says, you can go many directions. You can move in many different ways. Just be there, and have that word in season. Just words of wisdom, many directions. Trust in the Lord, encouragement. Phew. Oh ho! Signs. Like, discernment. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I stir up the gift of God in my brother. Lord, I pray, Lord, for the anointing to arise in him. Thank you, Lord, for, Lord, to be a blessing. It's not change of personality, but, you know, the Lord says that you can expand your personality and do some things. And actually, like, it's like, you know, well, I'm not a flower person, but I'm going to bring flowers to my wife. Like, just do something different. He's going to just expand, you know, into the areas of the goodness of God through your life. And I stir these gifts up. I bless him, Lord God. And Lord, I pull him back from the back lines into the front lines of being a blessing. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Why don't you come on a little bit further so we don't get trapped down the aisle. God bless you, sister. Thanks. Lord, I bless my sister and I pray for her, Lord, that you would pour out your spirit and your blessing. And Lord, I would love to see, Lord, just a gift of healing and gift of strength. And I pray these things, Lord. I just release what faith I have, Lord, to strengthen her body and to give her, Lord, just the sense of goodness and wholeness. And I pray, Lord, stir up the gifts of God in her as, Lord, she has, Lord, been given what you call, Lord, the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. Lord, may that operate in her along with the gifts of your spirit, Lord, that she might, Lord, have a word in season. And I cancel, man, this like the enemy wants to just fill the atmosphere around you with negativity. And I say no in Jesus' name. So I speak to the darkness around you and say back off with your arrows of negativity, because she's a daughter of the King and you shall not touch her. I pray around her a hedge of protection, of the armor of God, and the sentinels of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. And who's this behind you? Just a friend? Husband? Lord, I bless my brother, and Lord, and may he, Lord, wow. You've been given gifts of strength and ability. Jack of all seasons. So Lord, I stir up the gifts of God in him, of service, of loving on people, of being at the right place at the right time. And just like when Jesus talked about people who are in prison, he said, when you did it to the least of these, you did it unto me. So Lord, may he see that he's serving him. And Lord, give him some of the deep desires of his heart, Lord, as he's a son. And Lord, may he see that, Lord, you know him specifically and care for him. I stir up the things of God inside of you, the gifts and the grace of God in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, hey there. What's your name? Okay. Lord, I pray, Lord, for an arising, Lord, a rising flood inside of him. That's why I said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Lord, arise in his life. Arise, Lord, bigger than, Lord, his enemies, bigger than the problems. Arise in him. Lord, I pray for faith. Lord, there's a gift of faith that can change things, but there's also, there is a faith that's trusting the providence of God. He's going to take care of you. And releasing that faith that God will take care of me. Let that become your slogan. Not, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to. No, the Lord will make a way. The Lord will take care of me. I stir up the gifts of God in him. Supernatural gifts, Lord. And may he, Lord, be strengthened. And may the joy that the enemy is trying to rob him of, this joy, Lord, I think you're going to wake up in the middle of the night laughing. You're going to have funny dreams. Because it's not easy for you to always think about happy and great things. But the Lord's going to get to you when you when you're just, you know, not on guard with like some of the like things of your character that has a tendency to overanalyze. So the Lord says, trust me. I bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay there. I'm blessing all heights. Lord, I bless dear Barbara, my sister. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shoot, I'm on the basekei and the basakai. Some people move from being a field general to a stateside general, but they're still generals. They're still generals in the spirit. So Lord, I stir up this grace in her life, Lord, to intercede, to pray, to declare things, to encourage others to do things, Lord, and that are needed to speak to the next generation. I bless her and I stir up the gifts of God in her. Thank you, Lord. And Lord, give her that sense of living in eternity, that, Lord, that her life is seamless, that she just moves from one glory to the next glory. One faith to the next faith. I bless her, Lord. Stir up these gifts in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All right. I'm just getting rid of some of the sweat off of me. Anderebo se ke arando. Ho ha. Ha ha. Yeah. Whew. Ah. You know, what came to my mind is a little abstract, but Silicon Valley, it's a place of new inventions all the time. And you've got like a new beginnings, new inventions. We can try it. You know, we can take that mountain, and we can discover it. We can create it. You know, you're not afraid of new beginnings. So, Lord, I stir up that gift. Lord, there's a leadership gift there. Lord, that it will not go dormant. You know, even if you can't lead it, you're gonna train others and encourage others. You can lead it. I'll back you up. That's what I'm doing. And, Lord, I bless Diane. I stir up the gifts of God in her. And Lord, you got that, like, underneath the Christmas tree. There's a lot of gifts under there. Keep on wrapping them and give them away and be a blessing. It's like when you're giving away gifts to your grandchildren on the holidays. Just keep giving away the gifts of God that you have. I bless her, Lord. I bless her health. Lord, may she when the enemy says, well, you're not supposed to get rid of that. It's supposed to degenerate. No, it's going to regenerate. In the name of Jesus. Regenerate. In Jesus' name. Bless her. And thank you, Lord. Stir her up, Lord, by your Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Touch her husband. Lord, may he, Lord, find Lord, a new step. And Lord, hallelujah. There's some things, Lord, that you've put inside of him. He said, well, I didn't have time for that, but now it seems like I'm supposed to do it. And I really like doing this because I'm made for it. I stir up the Lord, both the character and the gifts of the Spirit in his life, that he would move forward in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I'm gonna turn things back to the pastor and you all allowed to sit next to each other and use what God has given you. Put it to use. Amen. Pray for each other. Give things away. We just gave somebody a car. Right? We had a car. It was running good. It was a little bit old. So we gave it away. So how much money did you make on it? Treasures in heaven. Amen. Do some wild things. You know, invite people over that other people like, you know, they don't think about them. Say, go find somebody you don't know that well in the church and say, hey, would you like to have some burritos and hot tamales or something, or a rice curry, use what you have. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I would like, John is one of the missionaries that we support. He says, and when we don't get to see him all that often, but when he is in town or any of our missionaries are in town and they do have an opportunity to come, I like to doubly bless them. I know many have left already, but I would like to just take a special offering. If we can just get a couple of guys in the back and come forward with a few baskets, I'd like to be able to just bless them so they can continue. I know personally, because I'm in correspondence with all of these missionaries, and I know how difficult it is for them to keep support that they've had in the past, how much they've lost support through COVID and all other kinds of circumstances. So when we do have the opportunity to give, it is always a blessing, and it is better to give than to receive. You know that. So I just ask you to just search your heart and give as the Lord leads you to, so that we can just bless them as they go back. And before you know it, I'm sure he'll be back in Italy and be doing the work that God's called him to do there. So, Father, as we receive this offering, Lord, may it be multiplied. May your anointing and power be upon it. And as we give it to our brother, and that he would use it, Lord, to reach, to teach, to touch, and to bring into the kingdom many souls for you. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise God.